teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
At long last, we are back here on the Damn Sports Show. Welcome in on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. And what a time to be coming back. Mandatory minicamp getting started for the Green Bay Packers. The Brewers just refuse to lose once again. Last night winning a marathon in a game that saw 29 runs cross the plate and 11 home runs leave that ballpark for the first time in Las Vegas for the Athletics. We're going to be having Gabe Neitzel on, and we believe we have him on right now, so we're actually going to start the show with the great Gabe Neitzel. Interesting, we don't have him on Monday because I was out sick yesterday. I had the migraine, and he was nice enough to move his schedule around. So it's a good time to welcome on Gabe Neitzel, and you can hear him on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 7 a.m. until 9 on ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. Gabe, we got to see you out on Friday, and for people that didn't have a chance to see this, you had the coolest golf pants I'd ever seen in my entire life. You were to talk of Beaver Dam Country Club.
I've had those pants for a number of years. I wear them every year to the ESPN Milwaukee outing. Every once in a while, they make an appearance. But back in 2019, got some ESPN Wisconsin custom golf pants made. So figured, the children's radiothon golf outing at Beaver Dam CC was a great time to pull them out this year.
Hey, amen to that. I'm curious because I didn't have a chance to ask you when you rounded out your game. You tell us, like, hey, it was an average round or it was mad round for you. What's a mad round for Gabe Neitzel at this stage of your life?
I was playing with my parents, my uncle, and we were pretty happy with how we played. But, right now, I mean, as far as my golf game's going, it's not where I want it to be. It's been off to a rough start. Handicapped in the mid-fours. Would like to get it below that four number, but it's a work in progress, as it always is. Anybody who plays golf always knows it's always a work in progress. It's a game that's going to constantly humble you.
Well, we will switch gears and talk a little Packers mini camp. It kicked off today. What? Kidding. Is there a particular position group or player you're going to be locked in for the rest of the offseason?
I mean, I'm really curious about the offensive line. I kind of entered the offseason, thinking, okay, Jordan Morgan, I think he's going to be fine over at left tackle. Zach Tom, he's going to be fine. And the problem with the offensive line is there are question marks at every single position. Even though we kind of have a feel for who that starting five is going to be, gave extra money this offseason, upfront money to Aaron Banks, so we know he's kind of locked in for this year and next. Zach Tom's your best offensive tackle, and we kind of know who all these guys are going to be starting, but each of them has question marks. Jordan Morgan playing left tackle for the first time. At left guard, Aaron Banks didn't play very well last year. In the first half of the season, played better as the season went on. Sean Ryan has started 9 games at center, and they gave him a contract extension. Belton's just in his second year at right guard, and Zach Tom's coming off of an injury. So you've got question marks across that offensive line. As we saw in the second half of the Bears game in the postseason, they need that group. They can sign Christian Watson and Jaden Reed and talk up Matthew Golden and to potentially re-sign or extend Tucker Kraft at some point. But if Jordan Love doesn't have the time to get rid of the football and kind of run the offense the way that Matt LaFleur wants it to be run because the offensive line's in shambles, that's what I've kind of got my eye on. So when you see something from OTAs like we saw today, Lucas Van Ness, he's looking good. okay, is he looking good? Is Jordan Morgan looking bad? It's always that push and pull that you have during OTAs and during training camp when that rolls around later this summer where, okay, obviously this is good, but can it be bad? And that's just the way it goes when you're going up against your own guys.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the offensive line because Zach Tom, I think he's the person everybody's most comfortable with. They're the person that you know that he's going to be there defending or blocking for Jordan Love, keeping him protected. But beyond him at this point, of those other four guys, yeah, you have big contracts in Aaron Banks. Jordan Morgan is getting a full offseason where he actually knows where he's going to play football. Is there another spot on this line you're like, I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about these other three guys. Or is it just a giant question mark outside of Tom?
No, I think it's a giant question mark, and I even include Zach Tom because it's a pretty tough injury that he's coming off of, dealing with his knee injury, and that's why I'm so concerned about it. You know, they addressed the cornerback position by going after Brandon Cisse in the first round, or excuse me, with their first pick in the second round. But that is another big question mark is the cornerback position. But I feel like at least they've got bodies to throw at it. But if one of those five guys doesn't perform. All right, Darren Kennard is probably the swing tackle on this roster right now in out of minicamp and OTA. You know, Jagger Burton seems to be getting good reviews, but at the same time, you're not in pads at all, so there's a limit to the physicality that you can have. There's just a lot of question marks of, okay, let's say Zach Tom's not ready to go and he needs a little bit more time. Let's say that, you know, Anthony Belton can't hold up at right guard in his second year in the NFL. I don't know what the solutions are behind that. At least at corner, you know, okay, Brandon Cisse, oh, he's not going to be good enough. Well, they signed Benjamin St-Juste or they, you know, Carrington Ballast. Like, there are different solutions. They might be good solutions, but at least you kind of are familiar with some of the solutions they might be able to come up with at quarterback. At offensive line, it's thin, and you got questions about every one of your starters.
Speaking off the field, do you think that the Micah Parsons clip calling Iceman, the top player in the league. Do you think that was actually Micah Parsons, or do you think, as he tweeted out, it was clip farming?
Oh, it's 100% clip farming
Thank
by
you.
The NFL, because then the NFL posted the full clip. Maybe they felt pressure to do that because they knew they were getting called up by Micah Parsons, where he was just kind of talking about, you know, going up against Caleb Williams and the rivalry and Packers versus Bears, and that's what he was talking about. I don't think in any way, shape, or form was Micah Parsons saying that Caleb Williams is the number one player in the NFL. Caleb Williams is a fun, exciting player. There's not actually, even the most delusional Bears fan does not believe that Caleb Williams is the best player in the NFL.
I would imagine that over, right around 50%, if not better, wouldn't he even say he's the best quarterback in the NFC North, Gabe?
I mean, he's not the best quarterback in the NFC North. You know, he's got a lot of work to do, I still think. And see, here, again, and Bears fans, you can celebrate all you want when it comes to Caleb Williams, but this league is littered with dudes who had success for one season and they didn't build upon it. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to build upon it or not. But, I mean, Bears fans know this. Mitch Trubisky was their savior at one point and took them to the playoffs. And that didn't really work out for them in the end either. So it's about, okay, you've got one good year. Now what can you do to build upon it? You know, I think of somebody like Baker Mayfield. Baker had a great year. He took the Browns to the playoffs for the first time in forever, won a playoff game, and ultimately they decided that he wasn't going to be their quarterback in the future, and it took him even a little bit more time before he was able to finally catch on and be the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So to be a great in this league, and again, there's a lot of guys who had one really good year. Packers have had a lot of guys who've had one really good year and then never did anything to build off of it. And as it is with any sport, it's not just about what can you do, what have you done, but can you do it again? And that's going to be the pressure for Caleb Williams of the Chicago Bears. All right, you won the division. Can you do it again?
We're talking with the great Gabe Knights on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You can hear him 7 until 9 on ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. Yes, it's football's getting close, Gabe, but it's 100 degrees out where the Milwaukee Brewers are playing baseball right now in Las Vegas. It was our first look at Major League Baseball in that small town, in that dry town, that hot town. What were your initial reactions last night as you watched the Brewers win a marathon that saw 29 runs scored, 11 home runs? What were your first initial reactions to baseball in the Sin City?
Look, they're going to play two more games, and then the A's have three more games in that ballpark. After that, like, it's still going to be a couple of years before that ballpark in Vegas is done, the actual Major League ballpark that they're building. Based on last night, I don't think they can go back to that bandbox. that's a little league field. Like, there was a ball that, when I know the wind was blowing out, but, like, in the 10th inning, there was a ball that went 316 feet, but got up in the jet stream and somehow went, you know, out of the ballpark. Like, Aaron Ashby should have gotten out of that. And you see, if you watch the clip, and this is after Ashby gave up the three-run home run, pulls the A's within, you know, within a run. Like, William Contreras gets up behind the plate, and he starts clapping his glove, like, all right, finally, this game is over. And somehow that ball went out of the ballpark. I'm hoping the dimensions of the new ballpark in Vegas are similar to that we've seen, because this is going to be the second highest city at elevation in the bigs behind Colorado. It's still 3,000 feet below Colorado, but, I mean, that's a huge ballpark out there, Coors Field. The ballpark that they have, Chase Field, down in Arizona, also a large ballpark because the ball can fly out there because of the dry air. The ballpark has to have similar dimensions. It's got to be a big ballpark. Otherwise, it's going to be numbers that are inflated offensively in that ballpark whenever the A's come in. It's a minor league ballpark that has inflated a lot of minor leaguers' numbers over the years because it's been there forever. I just don't think it's suitable for Major League Baseball.
I mean, I'm one of these guys that I think a lot of us fans, when you hear a home run call every now and then, you're like, oh, man, that kind of left a little something to be desired. Nobody could even say anything about that one game. I mean, it was a pop fly. You watched that from the side. You couldn't pick that out of a lineup and tell me that found a way out of anything but a little league ballpark.
Well, so I was, and again, social media was having a lot of fun with this one. So, again, if you want to be a huge baseball nerd, which I tend to be, like, I will dive deep into a lot of these things. There are certain websites and certain, like, you know, social media accounts that will track, like, okay, a ball hit this hard with this exit velocity has this type of, percentage expectation to be a hit, to be an extra base hit. The home run we're discussing in the 10th inning has never been a hit as long as they've been tracking this for, like, the last 5 years. Like, every last one of them has been an out. So the fact that ball went out of the ballpark, that's not acceptable. I mean, a 316-foot, like, that's staying in the ballpark I played in Platteville when I was in college. Like, we just can't be having that. That is just not acceptable. And again, I think Major League Baseball needs to have some standards. And again, this wasn't, like, down the line either and hitting the pesky pole like we see in Fenway. This was pretty straightaway right field where that ball somehow carried, you know, 360 plus feet and went an extra 50 feet to get out of the ballpark. Like, you just can't be having that.
Gabe, today they signed Luis Lara. Luis. Duh. to a 7-year deal today. And this is now their third, right? Or second deal. That is big money for these players that are only in the prospects so far. It's him and Cooper Pratt, right?
Uh-huh.
What do you think about the deal?
I mean, I think it's a great deal. I think what the Brewers are trying to do is the future of how long you're going to be able to hang on to some of these guys in terms of their service time. You know, because right now you get called up to the big leagues and you basically have that prospect or you have that player for 7 years and then they're able to hit free agency, pre-arbitration, arbitration, and eventually go through the process, you hit free agency. And who knows what's going to end up being negotiated in the CBA, which now they've kind of started between, you know, the Major League Players Association and the owners with the current CBA set to expire in early December. So that could change, and the contract itself won't change. So now the Brewers know that they'll have Luis Lara, Cooper Pratt under contract for X amount of years because they're trying to get out ahead of this. And Luis has really stepped up. His numbers in AAA have been fantastic this year. I know there's a certain portion of the fan base that have been clamoring for him to come up to the major league level, but they're not going to rush anything. Just like with Cooper Pratt, I think they're going to make sure that he's 100% ready, but it also just, this signifies their belief that he is, much like Cooper Pratt, is going to be a major league contributor. But on the other side of things, like, even if it doesn't work out and he ends up being, you know, kind of a serviceable guy, the contract and the money, you know, he's not going to hit the escalator, so the contract ends up being pretty reasonable. If he ends up being your third best outfielder or a guy who's only playing on occasion as like a fourth outfielder. So there's a lot of, you know, they give him some money up front, so Luis Lara has that safety net and he has that protection, and the Brewers are able to potentially, if he plays as well as they think that he can, they end up getting a pretty good deal on the back end of it. Again, it's the same thing that they did with Jackson Churio. Now, again, the difference between Jackson and the two we're talking about from this year, Jackson signed the contract, then basically immediately made his major league debut and was on the opening day roster, whereas the Brewers, again, signed these contracts, and now we're going to be patient. But I would expect both Pratt and Lara at some point to be on the roster in 2026.
Gabe, last one for you before we say goodbye today. It's interesting when you look at run differential. You're a baseball nerd too, and that's usually a pretty good indicator on how well a team is going to stack up against some of the best in baseball. The top three teams right now are the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Atlanta Braves, and the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Brewers and Braves have that similar philosophy that you were just talking about of, hey, we understand we're kind of hamstrung with the cap a little bit. We got to take some gambles when these guys are young. Where you get the Dodgers on the other side, these Herculean teams. On June 9th, on this day, how do you think the Milwaukee Brewers stack up against those other behemoths in the NL?
Yeah, I mean, the Braves, especially once they get Drake Baldwin back, he's been their best offensive player. They've been dealing with an oblique injury. Their starting catcher is just a juggernaut offensively. They've got really good pitching. That lineup is deep. And the Dodgers' pitching is a little beat up. They've got a deep lineup. I really like the way the Brewers' pitching stacks up. I know Kyle Harrison got knocked around last night. He doesn't have to worry about it. You're not going to be playing in a little league ballpark for the rest of the year. You'll actually have to, you know, go and you know, pitch against major league teams and major league stadiums. And I believe in the body of work that Harrison's put together outside of what he did last night. And by the way, he got rocked last night, and his ERA is still well below 3.
Yeah, it's under like 2.7 or something like that. Still 2.72.
It's still well below 3. So that tells you how good he's been, that he got, you know, touched up a little bit last night, and the ERA is still in a healthy spot. With those two 1-2, you feel good about going up against that. Now, what does the depth of that rotation look like once you get to the postseason? Is Woody going to be healthy? Is Brandon Sproat going to find it? What are the Brewers going to do about the bottom third of the lineup? I think the upper echelon of the things that the Brewers have, the bullpen, the top part of their lineup, the top part of the rotation, can go toe-to-toe with either one of those teams. It's about the depth. And the Brewers have always been really good. Whether it ends up being a splash move like CeCe Sabathia or getting Mike Moustakas in 2018, or whether it's adding the margins. And Shelby Miller didn't work out last year because he ended up getting injured. But the Brewers are always looking to add and try to make the team better. So right now, I would say the margins are kind of the difference between the Brewers and the Dodgers and the Braves, kind of the depth of the lineup, maybe the depth of the rotation. But I'm pretty confident that the Brewers are going to address that. Whether that is bringing up Luis Lara or Cooper Pratt, whether that is making a trade to help, you know, the back part of that rotation, they're going to do something. And maybe it's multiple things to try to add depth to the roster as this thing continues to progress throughout the summer.
Well, Gabe, I want to thank you, first of all, for coming out last Friday. It was a blast to get to see you in person, get to talk a little bit, but then also coming on each week. I hope that the Brewers do you a favor tonight and you don't have to go to bed at 2 before you turn around for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but I know you're going to be watching one way or another, but we appreciate you, Gabe.
I didn't make it all the way to the end last night. Maybe I'll have a better fate tonight.
We'll knock on wood for you.
Thanks, pal.
All right. Gabe, the great Gabe Neitzel. Huge thank you again for him coming out last week. Getting to show off the ESPN Wisconsin golf pants in person. Hopefully we get to see those out here again next year for our next golf outing. We're going to throw it to break. When we come back, I'd like to dig a little deeper into that marathon win the Brewers had last night. Yeah, there's some stuff that you can probably throw away because of you're playing in a little league ballpark, but there's a lot others of the intangibles that when you watch that game, I think that you learn a lot about this group, this team, and what they have coming up for the remainder of the summer. That's coming up right after the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our June clearance event is going strong, and you can save big on store-wide clearance merchandise. Take advantage of one-offs, discontinued merchandise, and things that we just need to replace with brand new items. We have sofas starting as little as $299, lamps starting as little as $50, and coffee table and end table sets starting as low as $199. Our recliner chairs start as little as $199, out with the old and in with the new, and an additional 25% off of all of our accessories. That includes all of our accents, all of our wall art, and so much more. Now, if you want to save big, Power Bases is where you save big. Did you know we have Power Bases starting as little as $299? Take advantage of mattress savings with Sealy mattresses starting as little as $299 and queen-size memory foam mattresses on sale for as little as $99. Save big during our clearance event going the month of June. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Have the dog days of summer got you feeling hot, sweaty, and down? Then you need to call the expert team at JB Mechanical. When that summer heat hits hard, count on them to help you defeat it. Give a dog a bone and give yourself a much-needed break while the JB Mechanical team tackles any important AC services, from repairs to replacements, whole house dehumidifiers, and more. Learn more about their practical and cost-effective solutions by visiting jbmechllc.com. JB Mechanical is a proud dealer of Trane equipment.
Nothing runs like a train.
Ever feel like your house is trying to tell you something? Those foggy windows, the ones that won't quite open, the ones that make your house look a little, tired? Good news, Hometown Glass and Improvement can help with beautiful, energy-efficient Lindsay windows that instantly refresh your home inside and out. Cleaner views, smoother operation, and a brand new look you'll notice every day. Call Hometown Glass and Improvement today for your free estimate. Hometown Glass and Improvement, locally owned, community trusted.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon cards, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. And yes, we're rolling out the barrel right now. Yes, the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place. They're opening up a little bit of a lead right now against an NL Central that's finally kind of playing like average, like not like crazy baseball.
Sure. Yeah, that's because the Cubs suck and so do the Pirates.
All right, that just feels like you're, at this point, we're just taking shots for fun.
Well, Wally, do you just like, really,
you're punching down. Do you ever feel
really,
bad about
you
yourself?
You can't really say that like they're playing average baseball right now, because if I recall,
they're over 500.
Cubs are back 8.
Yes.
The Reds are back 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pirates are back 8.
Yes.
So
the Milwaukee Brewers are like world beaters right now. What do you want?
Well, it's just not a race in the NHL, or NHL, in the NL Central.
It's 162 games. You be careful what you say right now, because I will grasp onto this, and I will play it back. I cannot wait for that day.
That's fine. I'm not eight games back right now.
No, they're not. No, they're not. But you know what? The Los Angeles Dodgers last year had to be the road team. They traveled because they were bad in the regular season. They did enough to get there, and they let that...
Comparing the Pirates to the Dodgers is crazy.
No, I am not doing that. I'm doing anything basically but that. I would be thrilled with being over 500 as a Pirates fan. That is not a joke. I would be happy.
Are you guys?
We are over 500, so kick rocks. Oh. The Los Angeles Dodgers, on the other hand, last year they limped kind of into the last month of the season. They finally started playing good baseball, and then they got there, and they had that $500 million payroll really show what their money is worth. And I'm interested because we just talked to Gabe Neitzel a moment ago, and I was asking about how we think the Brewers stack up with teams like the Dodgers, teams like the Braves, those Hercules teams at the top of their divisions in the NL. To me, it feels like those are the best three teams in baseball right now, even outside of the National League. When you look at it this year, Ashley, why is this different? Why are we not doing the exact same thing that we did last year? Why are we not doing the exact same thing that we did before? Why is 2026 the Milwaukee Brewers year?
As much as I would like to say it is our year. This year is going to be our year. Okay. For the most part, it's our year. However,
for the most part, it's our year.
Yes. But here's the thing: I don't think we have the pitching staff to take us all the way on the Brewers. I think that you have,
even with the top 1-2, those monsters.
You have Mizorowski, don't get me wrong. There's nothing better than Mizorowski. The kid has 100-some strikeouts this year.
But you're not putting a Kyle Harrison, like, you're not that confident yet.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
Okay?
I'm holding.
I'm not confident in the Brewers pitching staff because you have aces like the Miz. Kyle Harrison, except for last night, obviously he has looked very good, but you still don't have that third and fourth pitcher that you can confidently count on in this lineup. You have Brandon Sproat, who's hit or miss, who Pat Murphy even got out there and said he has his concerns about after start last week. Shane Drohan, which we really haven't seen. And then Brandon Woodruff is still injured. He just got placed on a rehab assignment. Quinn Priester, I don't know where he is. And Chad Patrick is now working as somebody, as a closer instead of a starter. I don't know if the Brewers have what it takes to get to the NLCS, get to the World Series, with really only having two strong starting pitchers right now. Until Woodruff gets back, then you have three. But still, that's only three.
Okay, I understand that point, but we've seen even Chad Patrick in this weird role he's had where he's been asked sometimes where he has to go out and start. He started at this point so far this year, six games. He's pitched in 11 others. Whatever they have asked him to do, he has done it at a high level. Last night he comes in this glorified like fishbowl that balls are just like floating out of the stadium, and he was still able to hammer it down the 12th and get you to win.
Yes, and I think that Chad Patrick's a great pitcher. I'm a big fan of him. However, why isn't he starting then? Why is Chad Patrick not starting? I get that he's been a great close. And where's Trevor McGill? Chad Patrick's a great starter. Where's Trevor McGill? Where's he been?
Well, okay. Well, first of all, right now with Aaron Ashby, who last night, again, you have to almost throw out everything that happened in a pitching department from that game. Ashby is going to be an all-star. He's been terrific.
He's 9-0 this season.
What Ashby's? What do you mean he's 9-0?
He's gotten 9 wins this season.
He's 9-0 right now?
Yes, unless MLB.com
as a reliever, that is absolutely banana lands. You're right, it's 9-0 right now. I didn't realize he had gotten 9 decisions to this point.
That's like crazy that you didn't believe me.
Yeah, I mean, it was you saying it, so I wasn't sure. Yeah, he's under 3 ERA, he's won 9 decisions. And last night, obviously, inflated that stat a little bit. But on top of that, Abner Uribe has been solid. Chad Patrick in the pseudo role you've been asking him to do, he's been great. Whether you ask him to start a game, whether he's coming in middle of relief, whether you're throwing him at the back end of a game, he's done everything he's asked. I have no doubt, no qualms in my mind that when push comes to shove, Pat Murphy is going to know who to put where when we get to October. And the regular season, when you are going to be a postseason team, which this Brewers team is, regardless of how they get there, it's a wonderful opportunity to figure out how you're going to be best equipped to beat these world beaters once you get to October.
Who, Wally, who are you going to put out there besides Miz and Harrison right now?
Well, Brandon Sproat's been, he's left a little to be desired. I won't lie.
He has four losses.
Quinn Priester's going to come back.
Yes, and that's great. But we also said he was going to come back in April. It's June.
But I'd rather Quinn be patient. You guys keep winning. There's no rush to bring him back.
Yeah, that's true. You don't know what that feels like.
Now you're lashing out. Now you're angry. Now it's just punched down to the pirate guy.
No. But we also have so many injuries. Is Zerpa still out? Woodruff's out. It's just Priester's out. But right now, it's a little worrisome. I mean, with the Miz, you can do so much. That guy's on fire. And Harrison, he looked good. I mean, obviously, yesterday was a little iffy, but do we really count a little league park?
No, I loved what Gabe said yesterday. There's going to be six games played, more over the span of the next 5 days, and they will never play at this minor league stadium again in Major League Baseball. There were 11 home runs. You and I were sitting in our office today.
Just counting.
And it was just like, I lost track. Was that his first? No, that was his second. Oh, that's that second guy's second.
Yeah.
Andrew Vaughn went 4-for-6 last night, who, by the way, has been unbelievable in his own right this year.
Yeah, Bald Vaughn.
Bald Vaughn knows what he's doing. Shaved the head. It unleashes superpowers. He's Mr. Clean.
You know how they've done tarps off?
Yeah, and he's tarps off his forehead.
Maybe we should implement that at Brewers games.
You're saying tarps off or the shaved head?
Shaved head. Okay. Tarps off's already at AmFam.
Well, yeah, when they actually let people in the section.
Yeah, so why don't we, in support of Andrew Vaughn doing so well, people should shave their heads.
Yeah, not I think me. That'd be fine. A whole
not
section.
Not me.
Why not?
You could.
You're leading the charge.
No. I don't know if I would look good bald.
There's only one way to find out. Let's shave that dome.
That's a great point.
Let's shave the dome. Get a little of that like wax on top.
Ooh.
Jeremy the barber over there at Key West Salon, I know he can help out. He can go with a little wax on there, get a little shine.
Wow. We just got so many options.
There's a lot of things that you can do. A lot of things Brewers can do too right now. And again, we're talking about the offense. That's the other part of this. We're talking about a pitching staff that is going to have people coming back. They're still almost 20 games over 500 to this point. And you're going to have an offense that continues to get healthier, too. You're going to see some of these guys in the minors who may not even have to come up because there's no real incentive to bringing them up when you're winning with the guys you have on the team right now. It's a beautiful, beautiful day to be a Milwaukee Brewers fan. And there's no reason to believe that that's going to change over the next 3 or 4 months.
No, I agree. I'm excited to see what this team does, and I'm excited to see if we when they do bring up Pratt and Lara.
Less than 100 games to go in the regular season. It goes
fast. That has
fast.
Blown. I feel like we just started.
41-23 right now. Yeah, you're 60, what is that, quick math?
64.
64 games in.
Yeah, that's
summer
so
doesn't
98.
Stay around. You guys got to drink this in while you can.
So 98?
Yeah, with 98 games remaining, yeah.
Wow.
Not that much. So enjoy your summer. Listen to Brewers Baseball 95.3 WBEV, and then make sure you come around. Join the conversation with us as the Brewers look to get one step closer to that ultimate prize this year. Get out of the NLCS. I don't care.
Just make it to the World Series.
Fine. Yeah, like then we can complain about, all right, they got their next step. Let's win it. I don't care. Just at this point, we can't have this unbelievable storybook season once again. You get to the NLCS and you run into a buzzsaw in the Dodgers and lose in four.
I hate the Dodgers so much. Every time anybody brings up the Dodgers, it just like boils my blood.
Well, you're going to get your blood boiled again because if the Brewers do their job, it's going to be the Dodgers or it's going to be the Los Angeles Braves. It's going to be the Atlanta Braves. It's one
I'd rather play the Braves than play those damn Dodgers.
The Braves are, it's a great like kind of case study. They're the same team. The two teams have built from within. They're willing to gamble on these guys that are in minor leagues without even playing a major league minute and saying, hey, you know what? We're going to give you what no other team or a lot of teams wouldn't be willing to risk to make sure that you're up here, for the next foreseeable future, 5 to 10 years. And then you can build with teams like the Brewers and Braves had. They're the blueprint for small town baseball. Yeah. And it makes me a little jealous. And that's part of the reason why I've, when it's outside of talking to you, I pretend, even for a minute, that I get to enjoy this with everybody else.
Yeah, I know. It's always fun to enjoy a winning team.
Yeah, it must be nice.
You wouldn't know?
I don't know. All right. When we come back, let's switch over. You asked Gabe a question that I think a lot of people were at least intrigued by. And now we have a reason, an understanding of what was said. Micah Parsons, apparently talking about the Iceman, Caleb Williams, being possibly the best player in the NFL. We'll get to that right on the other side of the break.
This is Mark DiStefano, superintendent of the Beaver Dam Unified School District, and you're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
This Daily Dodge News update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
With your ESPN News, I'm Justin Wilski. Beaver Dam drivers are seeing a detour today on South Center Street. The road closed at about 7 a.m. this morning between West Mill and South Street. The detour will use West Mill, First, and South Street while crews replace a damaged fire hydrant. The city expects work to wrap up by late afternoon. Dodge County officials reviewed July insurance renewals covering property, vehicles, storage tanks, equipment breakdown, and Clearview liability coverage. The overall increase is expected to be about 5%. June is Invasive Species Action Month, and the Wisconsin DNR is asking the public to help protect local lakes, rivers, and trails. Residents should clean boats and gear, drain water from equipment, stay on designated trails, check shoes and pets for seeds, and avoid moving firewood. The DNR is also encouraging people to report invasive species. The United Way of Dodge County and Moraine Park Technical College recently partnered to assemble and distribute hygiene kits to local nonprofit agencies. The kits include items such as soap, shampoo, toothpaste, and toothbrushes. Officials say the supplies will help Dodge County residents facing financial hardship and support local agencies that continue to see high demand for basic personal care items. And finally, a bit of fun for you. The BDACT is inviting students and volunteers to go behind the scenes this summer. The Summer Stagecraft Club will work on sets and props for the SpongeBob musical and Sally Sells Seashells. The club is open to middle school age and older with no experience required. Contact information for those interested is available with this story on DailyDodge.com. With your ESPN News, I'm Justin Wilski.
That was the Daily Dodge News Update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need, close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
WBEV is turning up the heat with the Broad Fry Summer Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Stop by participating Broad Fries and grab your stamp card. Earn a stamp at each event.
No purchase necessary.
Fill all five and you're entered to win. Become one of three guaranteed winners for chances at a $4,000 grand prize, plus $750 and $250 winnings as well. The drawing is September 3rd at the Hometown Glass and Improvement Broad Fry. Brats, summer, and big cash. Don't miss out.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
Prairie Ridge Health's primary care team welcomes new patients. From routine checkups to support for chronic conditions, Prairie Ridge Health's primary care team is here to provide personalized, compassionate care for your entire family. With clinics in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Sun Prairie, and Marshall, our primary care team is here to provide care for every age and life stage. Meet our providers and schedule today at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200.
How much does it cost to talk to Gruber Losses after a serious crash? It's free. Yes, free. As in, it won't cost you anything to speak with us. Not sure if you have a case? Call our team at Gruber Law Offices today. Your first call and your first consultation are always free. And you'll never pay us a fee until we win your case. If you've been seriously injured, call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
From Durleaf Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show. Brought to you by Real Sports Cards in La Pond. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hey fans, are you looking for a fun night out that won't break the bank? How about $2 Tuesday with your Fond du Lac Dock Spiders? Enjoy $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $2 beers every Tuesday home game. Whether you're bringing the kids, meeting up with friends, or just looking for a great deal, nobody deserves more value than the Dock Spiders on $2 Tuesday. Get your tickets at DockSpiders.com and experience why summer nights are better at the ballpark. $2 beers, $2 dogs, $2 sodas. Does it get any better than that, Dopes?
That's dangerous, Walter.
That's dangerous is right. That's one of those, hey, I got to make sure I've got probably you driving me around at some point if I'm going to that game.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be smart. But that's a 999 challenge. It's fine. I'll think about that for another day. Save it for another day. Micah Parsons was put in a video by NFL.com ahead of their top 100 release they do every single summer to get people geared up and excited for football season. It's as simple as it sounds. The NFL players, they react and talk about and rank the top 100 players in the National Football League. The National Football League puts this video out of these people allegedly saying who they believe is the best player in the NFL. They did our guy Micah Parsons dirty, Ashley.
Why? And like the NFL, when they put this clip out, had to know we are going to rile up Packers fans.
100% why they did it.
Rile up all these fans and be like, look at what your star defense player who you traded for said. He is out here saying that the rival quarterback is the number one player of the NFL. Number one, who in their right mind would ever believe Caleb Williams is number one of 2026? There are astronomically...
A lot of people in Chicago.
Okay. There are astronomically better quarterbacks in the NFC alone, NFC North alone. And you're going to sit here and
astronomically
think that,
better?
Yes. Walter, it is not even a topic for conversation. You cannot sit here and tell me that people saw Micah Parsons on NFL Twitter say that Iceman, Caleb Williams, would be the top 100 player of 2026 when I wouldn't even call him a top five quarterback in the league.
Well, top five is a big bar. I'm with you. But astronomically better?
Yes. Okay. Maybe not I'm sticking with it.
If we were drafting for the future of quarterbacks in the NFC North, there's a very real chance that a lot of people, the majority perhaps even, would take Caleb Williams over the duration of their career.
I would take Jordan Love, Jared Goff.
I would too. I would take Jordan Love. I don't know about Jared Goff.
I would rather have Jared Goff than Caleb Williams.
You know what you're getting with Jared Goff.
Yeah. But I also know I will never, ever be like, I want a bear.
I'm not saying you want one.
Well, you seem like you...
I'm just trying to have the conversation. If you're talking about just pure talent at the quarterback position...
Well, we're not talking talent. We're talking how the NFL totally put words into Micah Parsons' mouth.
Okay, fine. We'll come back to another day because when we're talking about top 100 players... In about 12 months' time, there's a very real shot that Caleb Williams is going to be very high on that list, and I need you to mentally prepare yourself for it.
Yeah, he's good-ish, but, like, no, you know what? I think that he just, I don't know. I just think that it was, NFL did not have the right to clip farm.
I'm with you.
They clip farmed.
And Micah responded to that, did he not?
If I was Micah Parsons, I would be livid. It is one thing to post that, and it's talking about, like, the Chiefs. Like, he said Patrick Mahomes. To say that about your rival, and for NFL to put that in a clip and be like, yeah, your star defensive player said Iceman.
Arguably best defense player on planet Earth. Maybe yep. Sans Myles Garrett.
Yep. He said the rival quarterback. I thought I was getting betrayed yesterday. I saw that and I was like, I thought I knew Micah Parsons. I was devastated. And I was like, this has to be clip farming. This has to, there is no way. And then Micah Parsons came out and it was fine. But yeah, oh, I was livid.
Well, Gabe brought it up too. It almost felt like the NFL almost had to do damage control after seeing how the Packer fans responded to
this. As they should have. They should not have said it, period.
Well, for the record, when you get to see the full clip that is now published on that same Twitter account that made the...
I wonder why they had to.
And exactly why they had to is because you got a lot of pushback. Michael Parsons simply said that he has love for the person, Caleb Williams, that he wants to see anybody in any team succeed. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't want to see it happen against them.
Duh.
And then he had one of the cooler lines that I've ever heard that I want to... It's perfect. He goes out and says that, yes, with Iceman, there's fire too. And I'm the fire.
Like, that's so tough.
It's a tough and is like, what kids say, right? That's good?
Yeah. Okay, I feel... Sure. Okay, I'm 23. Don't act like I'm the... Okay, anyways.
You're the Ute.
I am the Ute. Well, with you, everybody is. Anyways...
What?
Sorry.
Actual hell.
That you like lied. You teed it up for me. No, but I last night felt bad that I would even dare to accuse my friend Micah of saying that.
Your friend Micah. Mm-hmm. Your buddy old pal. You know pal. What?
Micah Parsons, I am sorry that I ever thought you would diss us Packer fans like that and yourself.
Well, good. I'm glad that you apologized here to the masses.
Yeah. Everybody's listening to this. If anybody knows Micah, you can tell him that. I'll tell Jason tomorrow.
Well, you'll basically tell him. You said your buddy, so you can just send him a text. Hey, Micah, my bad, man.
My bad. I'll tell Jason to relay a message for me tomorrow as well.
That's perfect. That's good. I'm excited to hear what Jason responds to that. I'm sure that'll be top of his priority list when he gets in front of
Micah.
I'll send
him a text whenever. I'll make sure we coordinate schedules, and I'll send him a text and be like, hey, Jason, this is my apology to Micah. Make sure you give it out.
Micah is arguably the best player in the NFL. There was no shot on earth with that he would have said to anybody. If he was going to pick anybody that was a quarterback, it would be nobody in that division outside of maybe Jordan Love because he's a team player. No shot.
Yeah, and like, did Bears fans really believe that? Like, are you that delusional?
I think it was just really now believe? They get to clip it. That's like the perfect clip anytime anything happens. Iceman, and it's Micah Parsons saying it.
True.
That's going to be on Twitter nonstop this next year.
Yeah.
Be
but
prepared.
That's delusion.
As Scar would
by
say.
Bears fans.
Be prepared, hyenas. It's coming.
Okay, then.
When we come back, it is Tuesday. It's time for blind rankings. I got an idea a little bit ago from you. You teed me up for it. I think I know what we're talking about, but Ashley's going to unveil what we are talking about, and I'm going to rank them on the other side of the break with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your...
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms with fog and spots tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 63, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun with fog and spots early tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, high temperatures reach up to 89. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Get ready, Wisconsin. It's time to pour. The Taste of Wisconsin Beer, Cheese, and Wine Fest is back Saturday, June 20th in Beaver Dam. Enjoy unlimited sampling of over 100 Wisconsin-made craft beers, seltzers, and wines, and plenty of Wisconsin cheese. Enjoy live music, food trucks, games, and prizes all afternoon. Grab your friends and celebrate everything Wisconsin. Tickets are limited and will sell out. Don't delay. Get yours now at tasteofwisconsin.net.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Join me, Rich Eisen, weekdays from noon to 2. Now back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Time for blind rankings on the Dam Sports Show. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski joining you on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Blind rankings, as easy as it sounds, one of us this week, it's Ashley, is going to come up with a category, then it will be in turn for the other person, today me, to rank them blindly in order without knowing the ones coming up. Ashley, what am I blind ranking this afternoon?
MLB ballparks.
I love this one. You asked me about halfway through the show and commercial, you're like, Wally, how many ballparks have you been to? I'm like, I've been to a fair share. Got it. All I needed to know. I am excited. I've been to probably somewhere in the 10 to 15 range.
Really?
I love to travel around for baseball games, and I already have a pretty healthy list in my head, so I think it's going to be hard for you to get me too mixed up in this one.
All right. Ready?
I am so ready.
Oh, also, you're doing 8.
I'm doing 8. I'm ready for 8.
All right. The first one, T-Mobile Park, Seattle Mariners.
T-Mobile is, I would say, about as middle of the road as they come. You get a cool skyline view from a certain part of the stadium, but when you're outside looking at it from the cameras, I haven't been to this ballpark, so I might be grading it low. It's average, so to me, I'm going to put it at 6 because I think you're going to have some big, big historic names on this list, so I'm going to keep it pretty low.
Okay, so T-Mobile Park at 6.
I think that's fair.
Okay, that's fine. All right, Fenway.
Fenway is gorgeous. To me, when you talk about Major League Baseball stadiums, there are two classifications to me. There are stadiums that have been built in the last 40 years, and then there are the historic stadiums. And as far as the historic stadiums go, I think Fenway blows places like Wrigley Field, like Dodger Stadium, out of the water. And for that reason, I know this is going to be a little controversial because I'm talking so high on it. When you're talking just pure ballpark and just watching a game, I could see it not being the perfect spot for some. For me, I'm going to put it at 3.
3.
And I think that if I'm banking on guessing that I have a couple of these other parks in here that you're going to ask about, because Fenway is the top 5 park in baseball to me. Best of the old ones, but there's a couple modern ones that I'd put ahead of it.
Okay, next one. Busch Stadium.
Kind of feel like it's boring.
Really? Okay.
I'm sorry. Like, cool. It's got the Big Mac sign on left. We got the arch right behind the stadium. That's all awesome and dandy. I also have to be in St. Louis, Missouri.
True.
That feels like a major collapsing in on its own right.
That's a good point.
It's a fine ballpark. This isn't a shot at them. I'm just really, really, I'll put it at 5. I almost said 7. 5. I'm going to put it at 5. I'm going to put it just ahead of T-Mobile out there in Seattle. Narrowly.
Okay. Narrowly. I can't say that word.
Narrowly 5. So I have 5, 6, and 3 taken care of.
Yep. Camden Yards.
Camden Yards is gorgeous. This is where you're going to hurt me. I'm putting it 2.
Okay.
I think it's absolutely breathtaking. It's one that I've been outside of and did a walk around when I went to, wasn't even a Ravens game, but I went to a football game over there when Ohio State played Navy in 2014. Ooh. And got to walk around the stadium. Just even the look around, it has everything that I'm looking for. It has a fun short porch and right, mm-hmm. has an old school feel, but it still feels so modern and new. The only drawback there is, again, I'm in Baltimore. What do I want to be in Baltimore for?
That's true. Okay. The Lone Depot Park.
Lone Depot?
That's Miami Marlins.
Oh, boy. That's got to be 7. I have a firm 8 that I'm really hoping makes this list, because if it doesn't, it's going to be hard for me to explain that this is ahead of something.
Okay.
But will say I missed that eyesore in center field. That was that like bright light, what would you call carnival sign? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Miami Marlins has a crap stadium.
Well, and the center field, they used to have this 50-foot memorial, like monument, that was just bright lights and fish going in a circle.
Really?
It was, I will have to show you pictures. If you're driving, you haven't seen it before, Google center field statue Miami Marlins. You won't be regretting that you saw it. Okay. Or you probably will.
The Great American Ballpark.
So boring. So boring.
You're putting out 1-4 or 8.
That's so not fair that you're putting me in this spot. But so I'm going to put it at 4. Okay. Because again, there is a very clear 8th spot here for me. And now I'm really nervous because I have 2 that I could put at 8. And I'd be very comfortable putting it there. If they're not there, I'm in trouble. Because Great American Ballpark, people in Cincinnati love it. They swear by it. They think it's a gorgeous field. It is the most generic MLB stadium I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever been?
Yes, I have. Because of obviously family in Cincy. And they have the Ohio River in right field. You see the ferries sometimes, depending on how high you are. Because the right field stands are so tall.
That's true. They are pretty tall.
So I can't really see the river. I can't see the ferries. I'm just overlooking Kentucky. I get to look at the trees of Kentucky in a bridge.
Fair.
Sounds great. Sign me up. It's the most, it'd be like 16th of 16, perfectly in the middle, if I could do it.
Okay.
So if it, 4 is perfect. They're average.
Okay, I'm debating on what I want to do to you.
I know, and I'm already really nervous and worried about what you're doing here.
Okay. Let's do Nationals Park.
Oh, you're a wicked woman. You're a wicked woman. Because now I have 3. Oh, no. Nationals Park is so boring. I'm putting it at 8. Now I'm going to make you. Now I'm going to make you do something mean to me or be nice because Nationals Park, this is not their fault. You got put in 1 or 8 spot and you weren't number one. You were never number one. You're at 8, but I assure you, you're better than 2 of those that we said before.
Yeah, this is really awkward. Because the last one was the Oakland Coliseum.
Okay. I feel better. Because I thought it was going to be either Wrigley Field.
I was going to do Wrigley.
I thought it could be PNC. Or I thought it could be Tropicana.
I was going to do Tropicana.
That's the worst ballpark in America. Oakland would have been second worst while they were still playing there.
I was going to do Tropicana. Would you have put PNC at first?
It's the best ballpark in America.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And I'm not even being... I know that Wally's a homer. He's a Pittsburgh everything. I get it.
No, but it's a gorgeous stadium.
PNC Ballpark is the best ballpark in America. It's a shame baseball teams don't play there. I've said it for 25 years. That's fine.
That's funny.
Wrigley would have been far on the list, too. All right. Far down for the record. That'll do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Got Jason Wilde talking mandatory minicamp. And got more of the Milwaukee Brewers trying to keep pace atop that first place in the NL Central. That's tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you guys then. Back with more Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.